This is Day to Day from NPR West. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick in Kansas City with a breaking news story that is a big deal in this land of big farms. The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture is quitting. He may run for the Senate. His name is Mike Johanns. He's reportedly thinking about the Senate seat that is being vacated by Nebraska maverick Republican Chuck Hagel. We're joined now by Troy Dumler. He's an agricultural economist from Kansas State University. Troy, welcome to the program. And this is actually a very crucial moment for farm policy in this country because the big ag bill, the agricultural funding bill, which only comes through every 5 years, it's going through right now, isn't it?
It is in the process right now. The House has passed its version of the 2007 Farm Bill, and the Senate is currently working on their version.
So it can't be a good time for the agricultural industry to be losing their leader in the federal government.
It's certainly an unusual time. Certainly in recent years, we haven't seen a secretary resign during the middle of the Farm Bill process.
So, you know, the Farm Bill affects more than farmers, a lot more than farmers.
It does. Of course, it affects farmers in terms of commodity program payments, conservation payments, but it also is responsible for the nutrition programs, which actually compose the majority of Farm Bill spending.
What are the big issues with the Farm Bill this year?
Oh, the big issues revolve around essentially the budget and how much money will be allocated to the various programs like nutrition programs, conservation programs, commodity programs, which, you know, support farmers. And, of course, now there's more talk of, in this era of renewable fuels, potentially spending more money on programs related to ethanol, biodiesel, and those kind of fuels.
And how about the issue of the family farm, which is a major issue in this area? How is the Farm Bill going to affect them?
Well, basically, it comes down to, of course, one of the justifications given for the Farm Bill and subsidizing farmers in the United States is to help preserve the family farm. In Kansas, over the last 5 years, a significant portion of income has come from farm subsidies. So it is important in terms of helping reduce some of the income variability that occurs in agriculture. But we're in a new environment really now in a lot of cases because we're seeing higher grain prices because of essentially demand from ethanol. And so that's making the debate a little more interesting and actually perhaps reducing somewhat of the need for some of these subsidies.
Well, what is going to happen now that Mr. Johanns is no longer a part of this debate with the administration? Are things going to stop for a while or what?
No, I believe things will continue to move on. It's likely that Chuck Connor, the deputy secretary, will be named acting secretary. He has been very involved in the process throughout. He has experience working in Congress as well in previous farm bills, and he's been very active in developing the administration's proposals for the farm bill this year. So likely, I think things will continue, but Secretary Johanns has had a big role so far in this farm bill debate.
Troy Dumler is an agricultural economist from Kansas State University. Troy, thank you.